Tonight, Pretty Late gets ready for C2E2 in style thanks to our new friends at Chicago Costume. And up first, we'll talk to the costume king of Chicago, Cortland Hickey. Then later, the showdown you've all been waiting for, Elliot Serrano versus Sam Penianovich. One man comes out alive. And finally, we have all of your regular Friday favorites right now on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez.
Hi, Craig.
Hey, Trinity.
What's your character's name?
I am Link from Legend of Zelda.
And I, hi, how's it going? You have to go to WGNradio.com.
You have
and
to.
Live stream to
tonight,
see.
You have to.
There are people outside taking, I've never seen people taking that much photography.
Yeah.
Is it the sword?
At Billy Goat, people were taking fake selfies to take photos of us.
Mostly you.
Okay.
I could look like I'm wearing a latex duster for no apparent reason. And sunglasses at night.
I have a shield and a sword.
You have a shield and a sword. Yeah. You were called Robin Hood when you walked
in. I was.
In.
Oh, my shield fell over.
Someone called me Keanu Reeves when I walked in. I don't know.
Nice, Keanu.
Is that? That's not very complimentary, is it?
I don't know. Same idea. Basic thing.
I mean, if you're Keanu, you're you would be what we call cross-play Keanu. You'll have gals dressing up like male characters,
right.
Males dressing up like female characters. But no, when you showed up,
you knew who I was.
I'm Trinity. I saw it. Bam.
Yes. And I tried parting my hair like that even.
Yeah. No, I could tell. So But generally for the folks who don't get it, it's because they're just not that pop culture aware.
Well, the nice thing about dressing up like Trinity is that when guys mess with you, you don't feel like smiling.
You don't have to.
No, because we've talked about this on the show. When men sort of, you know, sexually harass or catcall a girl, we tend to smile or laugh it off because we know that it's less dangerous for us rather than being, you know, bitchy or caustic. Your tools just keep your weapon.
Yeah, they don't want to stand up.
Your weapon keeps falling.
The sword fell over. Yes.
You hate it when your tool keeps falling.
I gotta put it back in its hole.
It won't stand
there
up.
There it is.
There we go. Mm-hmm. That's better.
That was the thing that killed me, too. You guys just pop up. And
you invited
right.
us over.
No warning whatsoever that
no
we were
warning.
Dressed up. Right.
I know. And then Link is just standing there
yep.
behind me.
Link is here.
Hello.
He's a big Yankee fan, by the way.
He's a huge
I don't know
Yankee
if anybody
fan.
Knew that.
Yeah. So is Cap.
Yeah, Cap
Captain
is a
America
huge
is
Yankee fan.
Also
American.
Huge.
Oh, well, that makes it.
Doesn't it?
No, actually, he is not. In the comic books, he is very not a Yankee fan.
What is he?
He just hates them.
Oh, he doesn't.
He's like, just a New Yorker that hates them. I think he might be a Dodgers fan.
That's what I asked you on the way out.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Dodgers.
Yeah, the Brooklyn Dodgers.
That's what
Brooklyn
I figured.
Dodgers fan.
Because yeah. he was from Brooklyn, wasn't
but he?
But
he does hate the Yankees. So yeah. there's that. It's his only flaw, to be honest.
So let's, to the people who are wondering why anyone is dressed up tonight, C2E2, which is the Comic-Con convention, is in town at the McCormick Place. And Elliot is hosting a panel tomorrow at 5:30. What's your panel?
The Jeremy Shada Spotlight. Mm-hmm. Jeremy is the voice of Finn on Adventure Time. So he'll be talking about doing voice acting on the Adventure Time show, as well as he's also a musician. He's mm-hmm. got a band that he's in. So we're going to talk about all those different things. I've been trying to study up on him a bit so I can kind of guide things along. I know what's going to happen because they're going to be like all these.
A lot of girls, screaming teenage girls.
That for him, right.
If they were screaming, I mean, that would be sweet, but and awkward for you. If young teenage girls are yelling for you.
Yeah, yeah, I have enough problems. but then I know there are a lot of really hardcore Adventure Time fans. And they'll probably do that bit where they ask.
For those of us not familiar, and I put myself in that group, what is Adventure Time?
Adventure Time is a quirky little cartoon starring Finn and his dog companion, which I'm okay. See, there went.
Like, you don't even know the dog's name.
The dog's name, which I'm going to get in trouble for because I'm not.
How do you get asked
sticking.
To host the panel when you don't know the dog's name? All right.
Well,
then.
I hope the Reed Pop folks aren't listening.
Are you
this
talking
right
about
now.
Jake?
Yes, Jake.
Actually, it's Googling with Craig Collins. Did you know that or did you Google it?
I Googled it.
All right. Yeah.
No, but
right. I don't mean to call you out.
No, it's fine. Whatever.
He can have that information.
Right. Yeah, it was right in my brain.
Yeah.
Because I should have remembered that because I had the Jake collection. It was a collection of a DVD collecting all the Jake adventures.
Ah.
So it's Finn and Jake and their different adventures. And it's a quirky little fun little cartoon that... it's got a very strong cult following.
And that will be the panel at 5:30 that you're hosting.
5:30, yes.
And one more time, so Comic-Con is a convention where people who are fans of various comic books, fantasy, sci-fi, all kind of come together. And there's a lot of vendors selling things that might appeal to cosplay participants. There are also a lot of celebrities coming in that actors. I think that I don't know if the boys from Supernatural are in town for this. I know they were doing other ones in other
they have
cities.
There's a Supernatural con and another one. Melissa, I always want to say her last name is Benoit, but it's not Benoit. But Supergirl.
Supergirl's coming?
Yeah.
When
she's,
is she
she's supposed to be in town.
Is her name Benoit? How do
is
you
it
say
Benoit?
It? I don't know.
Benoist?
B-E-N-O-I-T.
See, again, I am going to get so
Benoit sounds like that makes sense, doesn't it?
Really, but I'm going to get into so much trouble.
Well, for those of you who are interested in going to Comic-Con, it is in McCormick Place. Not Comic-Con, C2E2.
The Chicago Comic and Entertainment Expo, yes.
Well, that's a lot of words.
Yeah. Well, that's why they call it C2E2, because there are two C's and two E's.
It's going through Sunday, and you can actually rent a costume or buy one from our guests coming up after the break on 720 WGN. It's pretty late. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. In the producer's booth is Craig. He and I are wearing our C2E2 gear. And for those of you looking at WGNradio.com, wondering why we're wearing costumes, you might want to turn the volume on. Because we have discussed why we are wearing our costumes. Because they are courtesy of Chicago Costume. And we have on the line with us Cortland Hickey. Hey, Cortland, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
Very well. Thank you so much for hosting us today at your store. We had a lot of fun trying on a lot of different costumes, and Emily could not have been more gracious and patient with us.
Well, you know, we've been doing this a long time, so we know how to help people out.
How much has it changed? When you say a long time, how long is a long time?
Well, it's Chicago Costume is my family business, and I've been doing it basically my whole life, so professionally, at least, for the last 20 years or so.
And how much would you say?
My mom has had the store since the late 70s, so more than 40 years.
Well, let's go there then. What inspired your mom, do you know, to open this store? Because what a fun idea.
You know, it's funny. My mom always has a different story.
Does she?
You ask her. But, you know, she was doing theater costumes, and so she acquired a lot of costumes doing theater costumes and eventually opened a storefront.
Because you have a wide range. You have costumes that people can purchase upstairs on the first floor. And you have a great collection, I saw, of not just wigs, but also if people want to wear mustaches and great beards. Some of the best I've seen anywhere else. And it's a fun place. And everything is really well organized. I mean, guess Craig, I walked in, I was like, this is amazing.
Well, and it makes sense that they actually used to work in theater or something like that. Because some of the costumes, the one I'm wearing today, it looks so authentic. And the Captain America one looks exactly like the movies. You really nail it with some of the costumes that are there.
You do. Yeah. How do you accumulate some of these great costumes?
Well, we make a lot of costumes. We get different pieces from all kinds of different places. A lot of the licensed characters are made, you know, by the companies that make the movies. I mean, all kinds of different things. It's just having a good eye and figuring out what you think people are going to want. It's always, you never know.
Well, I am grateful. I did borrow one. My son is coming with me to Comic-Con, to C2E2 on Sunday. And we saw that Flash costume hanging, and he is 12. And he's about 5'1". It fit him really so well. I'll post it and I'll tag Chicago Costume on that. He just kept saying, thank you, mommy, thank you, mommy. It was so cool.
Well, costumes make people happy.
They do. So when you have people come in, and I really do encourage anyone who's serious about renting a costume, because they do have so many authentic ones. I will say, you know, Supergirl has not had two kids, so I was not fitting in any of those. I'm just going to say that. We had a little bit of fun. I mean, it was my size, but at the same time, you know, things have shifted. But you have everything, not just all the superheroes that we're talking about and the video game character that that Craig is wearing, but you have everything from flappers and gangster costumes of the 1920s. You've got Southern Belle costumes. You know, do people obviously host, you know, big parties, costume parties, and come right to you?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's lots of different events throughout Chicago throughout the year. I mean, this past week we had people dressing up as leprechauns. Next week as Easter bunnies. you know, no matter what it is, there's always something going on. Basically, here in this Chicago, people will come in from out of town and say, "Hey, let's go get it. You know, we're in Chicago. Let's be gangsters and flappers and go out to dinner and have a good time." You know, in a group of people, that happens. You know, very frequently. But yeah, there's also all kinds of cool stuff like the Kentucky Derby parties.
Nice.
Cinco de Mayo, you know, all kinds of different things.
Well, what I noticed as we're talking about that and the sort of the more costume party and the theme parties, you have really wonderful elements of detail for each one of the costumes that we tried on. There was, again, the flapper costume came with like the pearl necklace with a, you know, a feather for the hair. Just really, it's not just the wardrobe, but you make sure that it has the accompanying pieces with it if they're going to rent.
Well, you know, accessories are a very important part of any costume. A lot of times for most people, those are the fun parts, the weapons or the accessory items that, you know, people can get most excited about wearing. And so those tend to be the most important thing because they're the thing you like and the thing that makes you excited about what you're going to be. So it's important to have all the best ones.
It completes the look. I love that. We have in studio with us Elliot Serrano, who is our chief geek officer here. Our editor-in-chief of Geek Content. And I'm wondering, for both of you, how much has cosplay changed in the last decade or so? Because it seems to have grown. And I wonder if that has a lot to do with social media.
Well, I don't even know if that word is a decade old.
Oh, really?
I wouldn't say so. What do you think?
What do you think, Elliot?
Well, I'm maybe referring to it as cosplay, you're right, is a fairly newish term, but the idea of having the costumes has been around for forever.
And
the idea and the costumes have get better and better all the time.
They really do.
And then, of course, you know, it's always good when you have you can find professionally made costumes. That also inspires folks to make their own costumes. And my question, I was wondering if I could ask, how has it been? Now, do you find that the whole bit where people are making their own costumes, does that affect the industry a lot?
Well, I think it's good, actually, because, you know, you can make your own costume, but you can't exactly make your own makeup or your own wigs. I mean, some people can make their own wigs, but, you know, there's always going to be elements that we're going to have that go along with whatever people are doing on their own. So it's a big trend, you know,
right.
DIY. People have been doing it for a long time, but, I think that's the more the merrier, I think.
And how is it at Halloween? Because I've got to imagine your store is like a madhouse the closer you get to Halloween.
You know, I mean, I would say it's pretty typical. We have a lot of people. We're in a nice neighborhood, Lincoln Park. We also have our location in Portage Park, so we're pretty accessible to a lot of individuals. I don't know, people's buying trends, I think, have changed very much so over time. I think a lot of consumers like to do research and see their products online and look at pictures and have a really good idea. They tend to have a little bit more knowledge about the products, you know, before they even set foot in the store to decide what they're going to be. So I think the majority of consumers are like that now.
And do you have sort of an online catalog of options?
Absolutely.
Oh, great. And how do people?
Almost everything we have in store is available on our website.
Oh, that's wonderful. Because I felt bad for Emily. I put everything back on the hanger, and I wanted to be very careful, especially when it came to the wig that I tried on with the Scarlet Witch. There were a lot of elements to that costume. So, you know, I would encourage anyone that goes to any costume shop to just sort of be deliberate with the items that you try on, because everything's not going to work out for you. It's just like going to any other store. But this is there's a lot of intricacies involved in some of these costumes. Do you still dress up, Cortland?
Yeah. I mean, I dress up all the time. I have a 2-year-old, and the first Halloween we didn't go out. We were so exhausted from the season, but then we realized, you know, it wasn't fun. You know, the whole everything we love about it. So we really made a point to go out and have a great time last year.
And what did you dress?
Go to Halloween.
What was your costume?
I was He-Man, actually.
He-Man.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Wait, did it have the pecs that you put on, or did you, you know, or are you just buff like He-Man and you don't need that?
You know, it came complete with the pack. You guys can check out our Facebook page if you want to see a picture. I'm sure it's up there.
I've seen that outfit.
Yeah.
And it looks like
have a really good wig. I did a premium quality wig with my He-Man costume.
Well, and that, I think, is always an element that people don't think. I have so many wigs. I've got long blonde wigs, short blonde. It's just fun to play dress up. Is there, I mean, how would you explain to people who are just think that we're a little bit goofy? There, to, for me, when I dress up, it just gives me, look, dressing up as Trinity today, when a guy tried harassing me, I did not feel like smiling. I felt so cool and collected. It was kind of badass. Yeah, there's it kind of when you embody it, it's just fun to make believe, isn't it?
I think so. I think, but I also think dressing up is not so odd anymore. People really, you know, I think emote through these costumes, through these outfits that they pick out, and it's really become very mainstream. I mean, it's really started to become mainstream here. I mean, if you look at cultures like Japan, you know, I mean, people dress up every day. These are normal clothes for them. They're comfortable being other people, being different things,
expressing themselves.
Maybe we are sometimes, but it's, you know, right, definitely becoming much more commonplace.
And just the availability, like you're saying, for things that are so closely, that resemble so closely what I remember as a kid. The Link costume, for instance, is something that I grew up playing that video game. I think when I was younger, I don't think costumes were made like this. Then they were that available as they are now. Now you can get something that looks almost exactly.
Globalization is a huge factor. All of those things are big. It's demand, but it's also the ability for them to be manufactured and the thought and the dollars to be behind, you know, putting those type of things together.
So cool. Well, thank you so much, Cortland. I want to let everyone know you can visit Chicago Costume at chicagocostume.com. Their email is chicagocostume@gmail.com. And they have locations in Lincoln Park, 1120 West Fullerton, and in Portage Park at 4727 West Montrose. And their number is 773-282-1264. And we'll put a link on the Patty V Show page, too, to let people know, since you had a couple days, you know, C2E2s through Sunday. But it's fun to dress up any time of the year. Thank you so much, Cortland. We'll talk to you again. And definitely see you again, I hope.
Thank you very much for having me. We're also at C2E2, booth 1080.
Oh, that's right. We're stopping by. We'll take some selfies there. We're very excited. Thank you. We're very grateful. More after this on 720 WGN. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. And if you're like me, I'm a fan of other shows on WGN Radio. And I was still up this morning, moments before Steve Cochran hit the airwaves, and they were doing a preview of what was coming on the show. Mary Vanderbilt and Dave Bennett were going over all the topics they were going to cover. And Mary asked if they were going to be doing the brackets, and Dave Bennett just shut her down and said, "No, we are not." I'm assuming Dave Bennett was not pleased with his results in the brackets. I'm looking at it, Craig. If you go to WGNradio.com, you can take a look if you have registered in the bracket battle, the $1 million bracket battle, which was sponsored by Al Pamani. And there are many prizes that we're giving away. It's too late to register now. The NCAA tournament has started. Mm-hmm. So it says score. What's your score?
My total score in the first round is 16.
I have 21.
Yeah, you did pretty well.
That's not pretty well. That seems terrible.
27 is leading for our entire thing.
Is that Anna DeVlantes?
It's actually Ross.
Ross Cochran.
There's a lot of people tied at 27. Anna has 26, but Anna also has the highest potential score of 110.
Okay, 312-981-7200. How are you doing in the bracket battle? Or if it's WGN Radio, or if it's maybe something at work, maybe for fun. This is the very first time I have ever filled out a bracket. I think I was invited to do this last year, and I blew it off, Craig. But this year it seemed like it would be fun to, you know, I thought I could wing it. Do you recall what I was basing my picks on?
Where you visited, where you had camped.
I've gone camping.
Yeah.
Which my husband goes, when did you go camping in Pennsylvania? And I said, well, I had to sleep at a train station in Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's camping.
So I was not able to sleep in my own bed. Mm-hmm. I was not sleeping where
you
I
slept
wanted.
Slept outside-ish.
Ish, yes. I was sleeping in a public place.
Yeah.
For the most part. I've gone camping in Colorado, Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana,
nice.
Iowa. A lot of parts of Illinois.
Sure.
I used to camp a lot. You know what?
Yeah,
when
it sounds
camping,
like you used to camp a lot.
I did until I started dating Steve.
Oh. He's not a camp guy?
No. No.
That sounded like a hard no.
No. Yeah. We went camping once, and he doesn't like camping because he just thinks that it's an invitation for a serial killer to find you in the woods.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah. I mean, every so often. I don't think that happens.
What, Elliot? Why
a
are
lot.
You giving me that? Are you a camper?
Well, no, I am a camper. I love camping. But why would you be worried about a serial killer? I'd be more
because movies tell you to be afraid of that, Elliot.
Just the one.
I'd be more worried about a bear.
A bear's
a mountain lion.
You know what's actually terrifying?
You know?
Wisconsin cows. Wisconsin cows are we were.
they get tired.
They're
of being,
surly.
Yeah, because they get tired of being tipped by the college kids. All
yes,
the time.
And they see a tent and they want to run through it. Yeah. Oh,
compared murderers to bears to cows.
Yeah, that happened.
Okay,
right. Murder cow.
Make sure. Murder cow. That's
we
cow.
We went fleeing in Wisconsin because we woke up to the sound of murr. Which sounded like get out. It sounded a lot.
Yeah, but a cow can only go so fast, right? I mean, it couldn't have been.
They were aggressive.
Really?
They were nudging. There's a lot of nudging. There seemed to be a lot
of. They were eating grass really close to you.
Yeah. I camped in the Badlands of South Dakota. Wow. That was amazing. It was so much fun. They give you a pamphlet on the way in, you know, that the rangers kind of station the booth. And you read it, and it says, please beware of buffalo. Every year, someone is pretty much run through, you know, is killed by a buffalo. I guess it's just one a year.
Wow. Okay, yeah. Steve's not so wrong then.
It's a bison.
Well, that's the bison. That's what it was.
Which right. is like a cow. Mm-hmm.
No, that's not a cow.
Well, you
it's
eat
it. Do you milk
cow.
A bison?
Oh, I did not stay around long enough. To try. And then they tell you about rattlesnakes in the area,
okay.
things like that.
Have you ever been confronted by any of these things?
I'm trying to think of a nut snake. There was a snake on the way to the bathroom. There was like sort of an outhouse situation that we were able to use in the Badlands. You're not able to start a fire there because of the risk of spreading a fire, prairie
right.
fire.
Because it's so dry. Mm-hmm. It's so dry that they don't want you to do that. Right?
Yeah. And I remember we were at night, we heard the bison getting close. And my friend Kathy and I, who were camping, she was quick getting the tent, zip it up. I go, yeah, that's what holds them back is the zipper. They don't have thumbs. That's
they
what
can't
keeps
open.
Them.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, this nylon netting is going to keep them.
Now, if it was a Velcro closure, you would have been in trouble.
Yeah.
Because you can just, you know.
The other problem is I've always had a bit of a weak bladder. So I remember like I would go camping with my friends and you can't quietly exit a tent in the middle of the night because you have like sort of layers of the zipper, mm-hmm. the interior zipper for the mosquito netting and then the exterior. So it's like zip, 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 mm-hmm. zip. My friend Kathy Burke was, let's call her Kathy because that's her name. She was like, oh my God, Vasquez again with the zippers. I love camping. It's one of my. Oh, wait a minute. Here's Steve. This is not my husband calling, is it? No, this is a different zip code. Steve, what did you want to tell us about camping?
Oh, I was when my wife and I were dating. This was back in early 2001, 2002.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Tennessee along the Appalachian Trail. My sister was out there, and she knew a spot that was really secluded, and it was next to a creek. We spent 5 days there. And saw an occasional hikers go by.
Sure.
One day we saw somebody on the other side of the creek. They were fishing, and it looked kind of like the Dueling Banjos movie.
Okay.
Deliverance,
right.
And so we later that night we were sleeping, and I'm a pretty sound sleeper, but she woke me up, and we heard like sticks cracking, somebody like walking through, and I got my firearm out there. My brother-in-law let me borrow. And turned the light on, it flashed it around, and whoever it was took off running.
Oh, dear.
That was the end of that story, but, yeah, it was kind of freaky.
You guys also immediately went home, right? Like, you immediately packed up your things.
No, we stayed.
Oh, all right. It'll be fine.
Okay, you realize that's what the people in horror movies do every time.
What?
They go to a scarier place. In a horror movie, they're like, oh, the woods is scary. Let's go to this shed with all these tools.
Oh, sharp objects.
Yeah.
Did you at least have a Great Dane and like a much smaller Great Dane that was very like, you know, hey, let's get those guys. You know, did you at least have
Scooby-Doo.
You
know, talking about Scooby-Doo.
We have three dogs now. One's a pit bull mix, and we could have used them on the trip, but at the time, we didn't have any pets. So. Yeah.
You need to have somebody for comedy relief, too, who's going to get murdered first. You always need to bring a friend.
We were drinking heavily, though, so that, you know, had something to do with it. So.
Got it. Okay. No. So maybe there was no one. What he's telling us now is maybe there was no one.
No, but the adrenaline hits you.
Because
you feel vulnerable in the woods with nowhere, no one else to seek help from, right?
Yeah, there are no cops,
was,
no signal.
It was so dark, I never saw darkness creep in inch by inch until it got to you and there was nothing.
See, your imagination was also having its way with you, wasn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you still go camping?
Yes, we haven't in a couple of years, but it didn't stop us, yeah.
Do you pitch tents or do you use like a camper?
No, we pitch tents.
Yeah. It's fun. The thing is, I'm a little bit older. I don't know if I can lay on the ground anymore. I might need like an air mattress or something at this point in my life.
I agree with you. I've been talking about getting a pop-up camper or something.
All right. That's what we should do. I want to get that. We need a pretty late pop-up camper and just like go on camping. Like a couple. We need like two of them with the fan van. Wouldn't that be great? We'd be like trailing the pop-up camper.
Oh, this sounds like such a good idea.
I think this is
312-981-7200. What is our pretty late team missing now?
Yeah, exactly.
A pop-up camper, a van.
Uh-huh. We need all these things. Oh, thank you, Steve. It's a great story. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. Have a good night. More after this on 720 WGN. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. And if you go to WGNradio.com, you can watch us live stream. And you know what? If you haven't been here since the beginning, do I explain why I'm wearing a latex duster?
No, Trinity, you do not.
Oh, all right, then. And you don't explain why you're wearing a felt green waistcoat. I don't know how to explain
That's a great explanation. Yeah. No, that was perfect.
Is it, though?
Well, yeah. Listeners should know they picked the blue pill.
Mm-hmm. Nicely done.
We were talking about our bracket battle, and we are all going head-to-head here at WGN Radio. I have 21 points. Craig was saying that the leader at WGN for our, you know, all the hosts and producers and everybody.
No,
that,
for everyone.
For everyone. For
yeah,
everyone.
Even the listeners.
Oh, Ross Cochran
Ross
is leading
Cochran
everybody?
Ross Cochran is in the absolute lead.
Wow.
Yeah.
So for the I have 21 points, which apparently isn't terrible.
No, you're not doing that bad. I mean, depending on what happens in the next round, you could skyrocket up into the top.
Until the very end, because I picked Michigan State.
Yeah, that's not going to help.
That's not going to help.
That part's not going to be
good.
That's
really brutal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how I have any points.
Whoopsie.
Once you're the team you picked as a champion
is
already
out. Right. Well, both of my teams that we're going to play in the finals are out. I was saying off the air that, Ed, the teams I picked one, I would be doing a lot better. And I stand by that.
Yes.
Yeah. I picked a lot of...
I think it's kind of true for millions of people in this country.
I picked a lot of dark horses, a lot of underdogs, and I just picked the wrong underdogs. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because to win this thing, you got to pick what no one else picks. You got to go for like a 15 over a 2. Mm-hmm. You just got to hope you got the right one.
In essence...
Well, and that's how Michigan State was... Wait, they won over a I don't understand how any of this works. What I think I have to do next year is have a different technique. And one of our listeners suggested that rather than picking teams based on states I have camped in, he said, why don't you do it with places that have good food, which I love that. So then you say, like, let's say the Philly cheesesteak versus, I don't know, a veggie wrap from California.
That's a good one.
Right?
What about places closest to an actual beach?
Oh, my God.
Which would be on both the coasts.
I can't talk to you anymore. I can't. Well, let's see. The Oklahoma, is that close to a beach? No, that's nowhere near a beach.
Depending on who it's playing, I guess.
Kentucky?
I think Kentucky's closer.
Okay, but they're not. Who's going? Wait, we have Kentucky. Who did Virginia? Virginia's at a beach? Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, then. But, yeah, for most of these, Kentucky, Villanova, yes, because where's Villanova? Villanova is – I don't know where Villanova is. Anybody? Elliot, you're not helping with the did you pick a bracket? Did you do a bracket battle?
Yes, I did.
And
Villanova is in Pennsylvania.
Also in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. All right, then. Also near the ocean.
Yeah, also near the water. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Depends on what part of Pennsylvania.
They're in
is.
A suburb near Philly.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. Elliot, how is your bracket doing?
My bracket's doing quite well. Mind you, my bracket is the Star Wars Galaxy's Best Character bracket. Last year, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
What are you talking
went all
about?
The way. Yeah, if you go to StarWars.com, there's currently a competition of which is the best character in the Star Wars galaxy. And right now, I'm in it.
How is it a competition? I don't understand what's happening.
Well, they match the characters up against each other, and people vote.
Oh, people vote.
They vote for which character they think is the best.
But did you do a NCAA tournament bracket?
I have no idea what that is.
Okay, then. They did a study. I mean, they have like apparently there's a website that obviously tracks a lot of this because people did computer generate their brackets, and I think they were saying that you typically the number is much lower. Whatever the number usually is after the first day of games, 96% of brackets were broken on the first day. 96. That's kind of significant.
The thing that always concerns me, and I know maybe I'm being conspiracy theorist guy, and the thing about, especially with the NCAA and the amount of money that surrounds that, is that let's be honest, people don't pay attention to college basketball until we get to the NCAA. And
you want more interest in the other games?
I don't care. But when Vegas gets involved and you have all these odds, and they talk so much about those odds, as you said, I can't help but think something's going on. You know,
are you accusing players or coaches or refs? Is it ref? Like at what level?
It could be at any level. Who knows?
I don't think
it could happen.
I don't think I'm tracking what he's... Is he accusing
them of... accusing of throwing games and stuff?
Or, you know, point shaving? It has happened in the past. It has happened in college
sports.
But in order
to throw the entire... Like, say the 2 seed that lost to the 15 seed. In order to throw that entire game, everyone would have to be in on it. And as we know from 8 men out, everybody's not always in on it.
All you need to do
Poor
Shoeless Joe
Jackson.
He was so not in on it.
I don't think so.
All you need to do, right? This is how you win the game. You go up. You grab the ball off the rim. You bring it down.
With two hands.
Can you find that clip? Because Rob Martier played that for me last night.
No, we have it.
I watched it this morning because I was still up. Rob, it was as good as when I heard it when you played it for me.
I actually have it. Do you want to hear it again?
Everybody.
There you go.
There you go. I love this.
How does Yale out-rebound Baylor?
You go up and grab the ball off the rim when it comes off, and then you grab it with two hands, and you come down with it, and that's considered a rebound. So they got more of those than we did.
Any more questions for these student athletes?
I want to get more. What is he having? Oh, you're listening pretty late, and that music means that it is, in fact, time to play What's in the Box. We want to thank Howells and Hood for being our provider of libations during our What's in the Box segment. We have Nick from Howells and Hood. He is the general manager and bartender extraordinaire, right? Am I correct in your description?
Bartender and mixologist.
And mixologist, all right. Yeah, all those things. All right. Yeah. We'll take all that.
Help out manager every now and then.
And what have you whipped up for us today?
We got the perfect cosmopolitan. And so instead of triple sec, we used we got Grand Marnier in there to add the citrus effect, which is your favorite, right?
My absolute favorite.
And Saint Germain too, which is a liqueur, like an elderflower liqueur.
I've noticed Saint Germain popping up a lot more in the last few. Years, like 2 years or so.
Yeah, it's almost like the ketchup of the cocktail world.
What do you mean the ketchup?
Like it's a little sweetness, a little like icing on the cake, you know? So any like bitterness, you counter it with some Saint Germain. It's a little sweetness and smoothness to it.
All right. So I'm going to hand you a couple of reviews because we have two listeners. Will you pass some of these along here? But you guys go ahead and pick through these. We have Roy on the line, and we're going to reading the reviews tonight will be Nick from Howells and Hood, Elliot Serrano, our chief geek officer, Roger Badish up in our newsroom, and Rob Martier will join us shortly. We have on the line with us our first contestant is Roy. How are you doing tonight, Roy?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited. This is one of my favorite things to do all week is to hang out with our listeners and play What's in the Box. Have you heard us play this before?
Yes, I have. I've heard you. I'm usually driving home listening to you, and I've heard it once before.
Oh, wonderful. So you kind of know, you get the idea, but I'll remind you in a moment as we check in with Tony, our other contestant on the line. Hey, Tony, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
Excellent. Thank you very much. Have you heard us play What's in the Box?
It's been a long time, but yeah, once before also.
Once before. Before we get started and I explain the rules, or actually just the concept of the game, Tony, where are you calling from?
Gary.
Gary, Indiana. I was wondering about is it the area code?
So. Well, my area code is actually Virginia Beach. I just moved here a few months ago.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome. How are you enjoying Gary, Indiana? That's an interesting move.
It's job related, so it's okay. I'm looking to find another place to live, though.
I think everyone in Chicago is going, that might be appropriate. Because when I put Gary, Indiana into my GPS...
Are you thinking about moving to Virginia Beach?
No, I actually like winter. I missed it out there.
Oh, there you go.
I'm originally a Midwestern boy.
Where originally?
Ohio.
Ohio. Okay, yeah, you get heavy winters there. Roy, where are you calling from?
I am in Pleasant Prairie, but I live in Twin Lakes, Wisconsin.
Oh, I see. And we were talking about Wisconsin before. Now, you guys don't get annoyed with us going up there and camping and, you know.
Oh, it's awesome.
Exactly. We spend our money up there. We have a good time.
Did you ever have, like, when you went away for, like, a couple hours, come back, and the bears went through all your stuff?
That's always fun. I've had more raccoons and mice situations in Wisconsin.
Okay.
that'll happen. I know. But the raccoons, they're a little destructive. And the possums, actually. That's the other problem in Wisconsin that I have.
Raccoons make the rounds every single night, too.
Yeah, they do. They are clever little fellas. But they're cute and yet destructive. All right.
Yes, they are.
We have Rob Martires joined us in the studio and has been, I believe, handed a cocktail as well. Yes, sir?
I'm going to get one here.
Oh, very
yes,
good.
Absolutely.
We're having the perfect cosmopolitan as the cocktail of choice tonight. And we also have What's in the Box is the game we're playing. So for those of you listening and have never heard us play What's in the Box, I am fascinated by the detail with which some people will write reviews online for items that they shop for. And maybe you're buying a raft to go camping in Wisconsin. And maybe you're buying a pair of running shoes. Like I just bought a pair of Saucony's yesterday, actually. Maybe you're buying an adult toy because you want to spice things up in the bedroom, or maybe a hand mixer because you want to do some cooking in your kitchen. And what I noticed was how similar some of the reviews can be for adult toys and kitchen appliances, you know, because you've got your different sort of needs in one area and perhaps wants in another. And sometimes those two things cross and sound the same. So I have all of my guests and our show regulars are going to read a review, and Tony and Roy have to decide if it is an appliance or a toy. And that's all you have to answer is appliance or toy. We sometimes have listeners who want to be specific. They're like, oh, that's a Lalo. I've had that. And you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that.
So, a little too personal.
Yeah, a little bit. Sometimes our contestants share a little bit more, and that's fine. We appreciate that as well. But, there's no pressure is what I'm saying. So, Roy, we are going to start with you, and I have Roger Badish. One of the things I love is that Roger actually pulls his own reviews. He does a lot of research on this, and
I kind of rushed through these tonight, as you can kind of see. A lot of them are short.
But sometimes short is good.
Yeah,
almost necessary.
Yeah,
quick is good.
Yeah,
if you don't have time.
This is news to me.
I'm just sometimes. I didn't say all the time. Sometimes you get things to do. All right, Roy, Roger Badish will read for you.
Okay, so here we go. So far, it's performed great, and we really like everything about it.
Mm-hmm. A little warning, Roy. Sometimes Roger will add his own embellishments, so you can't, you know. I love the way he does it, because you don't know. Because it is exciting to have an appliance, as it is to have a toy. I'm just saying. You don't know.
It is.
Go ahead, Roy. What do you think? Do you want it one more time?
Should I do it again?
Mm-hmm.
I gotcha.
You gotcha.
I'm going to say appliance with that.
Congratulations.
Hey, there you go.
Very good.
All right. So Roy is on the board with one. We have Nick from Howls and Hood, who's going to read for Tony.
All right. Tony, you ready?
Sure thing.
All right. Good product. Heats up really fast and well. Keeps everything tame, which is good.
I like the tame aspect of that.
I'm going to go with toy.
Well, it's an appliance.
Oh.
I think it's a heck of a blender, to tell you the truth.
I would have said the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. You never know with these reviews. All right, so Roy has one. Will you please read for Roy, Rob Martier?
All right, you ready, Roy?
Yes.
Love this. My only complaint is that there isn't any handle, and I tend to accidentally turn the speed dial while using it.
I'm going to say appliance again.
Oh, it's a toy.
Yeah, you don't want.
Oh, so sorry.
You don't want to shift gears right in the middle of something. No. All right, Elliot, will you please read for Tony?
Okay, you ready, Tony?
Yep.
It does what it's supposed to do, and I love that the cleanup is easy. But this thing is loud. If you buy it, you will see what I'm talking about.
Oh. for the record, I just want to tell everybody listening and our contestants that this comes up for both appliances and toys with a regularity that's alarming. But anyway, just so you know, so that there you go. Just to throw something else at you. Go ahead, Tony. What do you think?
I'm going to go appliance.
That is correct.
Hey!
That's
right.
Hey.
Interesting. All right.
Amy. Then.
Oh, we were all cheering for you. I love that you cheered for yourself.
It's such a toss-up.
It kind of goes with the territory in the segment. Roger Badish, will you please read for Roy?
Why, certainly.
We have a tied game, by the way. 1-1.
Oh, yes. I love tied games.
So do I.
All right.
All right, then.
I've got so many this week.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay, here we go.
So much to choose from.
Yes.
I find that problem online, too.
I know you have. Never mind. We'll get into that later.
Don't go through my browser history. You do not want to see that.
No. Very high quality material. Sturdy and expected to last. Easy to clean. Good size base for safety.
I wish people could watch. If you're not watching on WGNRadio.com, you're missing out on Roger reading some of these reviews. Like there was one, there was sort of a little bit of flair on that one. So I'm sorry.
A little bit.
Yeah, he does get into it. I like that. It's important. Go ahead, Roy.
Can you read that one more time,
please,
Roger?
Please, yeah.
Certainly, it would be my pleasure.
Slow down,
there
Roger.
There we go. There you go. Well, do you want me to do it that way?
No, do it any way you want. This is Roger's choice.
Okay.
All right, then.
Very high quality material. Sturdy and expected to last. Easy to clean. Good size base for safety.
For safety?
I'm going to say appliance.
For safety?
It's a toy.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I don't know why I knew that. I think I've seen that review. You
got
to be safe.
You got that one bookmarked?
I have so many bookmarks.
Got to have the wide base.
I like wide bases, and I cannot lie.
That's right.
Nick, you're...
Oh, boy.
All right. Nick, please read for Tony, and after this, we have to take a break, but because I want to make sure that we keep this even, Steven. So please read for Tony, Nick.
Okay, Tony, you ready?
No? Yep.
All right. Very handy, but basic and simple.
Appliance.
You got it.
Hey, Tony.
Oh, boy.
It is a 2-1 game. We're taking a break here. Everyone's going to just sort of collect themselves and, you know, do whatever it is that you need to do to prep yourself for the next round. And we'll come back after this. We're playing What's in the Box. I'm Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez. Thank you, Lil Manatis and Apt Electronics. I really do love this segment. We're playing What's in the Box. And we want to thank our listener, and I wish we remembered his name. Do we know who named What's in the Box for this segment? We'll have to go through all of our emails. I know we sent him a prize. So
yeah,
thank
we
you
did
again.
Send him a prize,
so
and I know
cool.
he'll call in again.
This is how listeners help our show. You guys are the best asset to the show. It's not us. It's you. You make the show better. We have Elliot Serrano, our chief geek officer and editor-in-chief of all geek content on The Pretty Late Show. Rob Martier, our newsman extraordinaire. We have Nick from Howls and Hood. Nick Summers, is that your last name? I should have asked if it was okay to say it on the air. I don't know. You might have like a cloak of privacy. I don't know.
There's no skeletons in my closet.
All right. All right. Then Roger Badish, both names okay to say on the air?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Our newsman.
This week.
Our newsman of excellence and the extraordinary and excellence are kind of the same thing, but I'm going with both of them, saying them differently. Craig Collins in the booth, running the show and makes everything happen. And on the line, we have Roy and Tony, who are playing What's in the Box. It was time for Rob Martier to read for Roy. The game is 2-1, and it's Tony in the lead.
All right, Roy, here we go. You ready?
You bet.
Really durable. Use it all the time. Never had a problem.
Oh, boy. I'm going to go with appliance.
Ding, ding, ding. There well we done. Go. It's an appliance. Good job.
And the game is tied 2-2. There we go. So for Tony, Elliot Serrano will read the next review.
All right, Tony. Let's see if we can take the lead on this one. Speed counts. I'm a busy mom. I can't wait 30 minutes for a machine to work.
That's awesome.
I like the busy mom part.
Well read. I'm going to go appliance on that one also.
That is correct. Yes, it's an appliance.
Good,
job.
Right,
good call.
Busy mom.
It's a juicer, to be exact. Yeah.
Not too busy to write a review, though.
Oh, you're making me laugh too hard. Roger Badish, it is the game is now 3-2. Tony is ahead. Please read for Roy.
Okay, Roy, we got to catch up here. We go. It was time for a new one, and this one suits our purpose.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, boy. Appliance.
Very good.
Oh, look at that. Oh, it's all tied. All right, then fine then. Look at that. This is a good game.
I will say there, when Roger reads them, I have no idea.
As it should be.
Really?
No idea.
Me neither.
Very cool. I like this.
All right, tied game. We have Tony up, and Nick will read for Tony.
All right, Tony, you ready?
Yep.
This is a bit bigger than I imagined, but it was doable.
That's what she said.
Hey-o. Hey-o. Whoa. Whoa.
Hey-o.
Yeah.
Hey, whoa. Hey, whoa. What are you doing now?
Wow.
All right. I love this game.
I'm actually going to go toy on that one.
That's correct.
Wow.
I know. I like to throw those in there sometimes. Rob Martell here. Okay, that was Tony, so it's now 4-3. We have Roy up. Rob Martell.
Reading for Roy again. All right, Roy, I'm going to do this like a Southside Union delegate. All right, you ready?
There you go.
Nice balance. If it were too light, it would feel cheap. Plenty of power. Nice balance. Plenty of power.
I'm going to go with appliance on that.
Ding, ding, ding. Well done.
All right. Now it's tied again, 4-4. Jeez. I know. Is that Tony? I can't win this thing. You might win this time. We have Tony. It's 4-4. Elliot Serrano will read for you.
All right. This one made me chuckle.
Just handed it to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Hot off the press.
Powerful little thing. Just remember to pull out the paper inside.
God. That can't be.
That's exactly.
Okay, go ahead and guess.
What do you think? I know, right?
Appliance.
Oh.
It's a toy. Sorry.
What?
It's a toy.
Okay, so when you open the battery compartment.
Okay.
Anyway, so.
There it is.
There it is.
I didn't write that review. I just had to think about it when I saw it as well. I was like, oh, yeah. Sometimes it's okay. Roger Badish, the game is still tied 4-4. We have Roy up next.
All right, Roy. Still tied 4-4, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Roy, so this is for the win.
This could be for the win.
Hey.
Roy, dude. Here we go. Simple to use, and better yet, very easy to clean and maintain, worth the money.
What do you think?
I'm going to say my first toy this time.
Your first toy, that's your guess, is toy?
Yes, toy.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
Hey!
Hey!
Well, there we go. We need to have like a ding, ding, ding for there you go. Poor Tony was like, I was so close. He pulled
I know. I went appliance on every other one, and I decided to go with toy on that.
I know.
Although, what the odds on it.
Well, everyone's picking their own. I kind of just get through a stack at everybody this time. I try to parcel them out, but I just threw them at everybody.
Busted your brackets. Sorry.
I busted your brackets. That's what she said. Tony, Roy, thank you so much for playing, but you both win. Roy, whichever one you pick, you can get an Apt Electronics gift card or Lumel Nye's. Craig will check in with you, see which one you want, and Tony will get the other one. That's Apt Electronics. Go to apt.com for all your electronic needs, plus like kitchen appliances and everything
that's
just fun. If you need to get a vacuum cleaner, get it. And Tony, thank you so much. Either one of you, Lumel Nye's will also be a wonderful gift for you because they have the best pizza ever. Well, that was really fun. You know which one I didn't hand anybody because I accidentally ripped it before I handed it to you, but I figured it would be a gimme. I have some that are tiebreakers. This week's tiebreaker would have been, now I'm assuming overuse of this can lead to a possible ER visit. I mean, I've had fun before, but you don't.
You know, they have a show for that.
I know there is.
Sex sent me to the ER.
I know. Pete McMurray had them on when the show was premiering.
Unbelievable.
Well, we've had nurses call into the show and tell us what kind of things have been lodged. I don't know how else to say that.
Lodged.
Have been irretrievable? I don't know.
Yeah.
Irrevocably stuck? I don't know.
In captivity.
In captivity.
And how did that get there?
Yes. And for those of you who, like, perhaps you think we're laughing at something, you know, we've all had awkward moments. Maybe you've gotten a cramp and been stuck. We all had our I don't know why.
Anyway, speak for yourself, kiddo.
Get the Gatorade out.
Yeah, well, you might think you're that good, but she's screaming because you're on her hair. More for this on 720 WGN. Do I have a break or no? Do I have a break? I don't know. All right, let's take a break because it's the weekend. This is very exciting. It's been a long week. I'm exhausted. Too much going on. Rob Martier.
Wow.
Right? Broken brackets.
Look, I've had a couple of drinks. I've got my Prozac in my Batman Pez dispenser. I'm nice and relaxed. I'm in my Zen spot.
I hear it's more effective when it's in the Pez dispenser.
I know.
Yeah,
it's great.
Get the contact with the plastic.
I'm nice and calm.
I'm saying. So crazy. Elliot Serrano joins us in studio, our chief geek officer. Nick, our mixologist extraordinaire. I'm using extraordinaire too much. I need another. Can you look up an adjective synonym for extraordinaire, please? Also, our good friend of the show, and now we've demanded that he come regularly once a month to not just provide our cocktails, because we love that, but also because you're just fun to hang out with.
I'm excited.
He's like, got to be creative. Yes.
Nick would be exceptional, phenomenal, uncommon, fantastic, remarkable, distinguished.
Whoa, distinguished.
Whoa. Distinguished.
Whoa. Splendid, like eminent, that. Excellent, sterling, and marvelous.
Would you like eminent, splendid, or distinguished?
Distinguished has got to be.
D, all the above.
I like sterling, too. That's good.
Sterling is nice. Like
filled out my SATs.
Our sterling D, bartender. D.
He sounds shiny when he's sterling.
Yeah, that's nice.
I'm just saying. So Rob and Roger Badish in the newsroom also covering everything that's happening tonight. Hopefully everything is, calm waters is what we want for the evening. Traffic and otherwise.
Very calm, very smooth. Yeah. It's the end of the week. Let's just chill. There you go.
What is on your mind tonight, Rob Martier?
You know, the news today broke about Hulk Hogan's verdict in the sex tape scandal that he sued Gawker. I think they were asking for, about $100 million. The verdict came back for $115. Now, here's the deal. Here's the setup. In 2012, they released the sex tape video of Hulk Hogan in flagrante delicto with his best friend's wife.
The second time it's been used, by the way. I believe it was Rob both times.
Yes.
Continue. Yes.
He was having sex with his best friend's wife.
Mm. And who made the video?
Was it Macho Man's wife?
Was it? You know what? That part of the story I don't know, and I apologize.
Rob also meant in blazing offerings.
Yes.
Just in case anyone was curious.
All right. Okay. I won't use it for another couple months then.
So this video was released, and Gawker put it online.
Yeah.
And so, obviously, pardon me. So I'm all choked up about video being online. Well, that's disturbing because obviously the friendship is already ruined.
Right.
Well before the video is released. But he's publicly humiliated and for the world to see him participate. I mean, is there a video? What I'm saying is, has anyone watched the video?
Yeah, I have not. Have you seen the video?
I'm ashamed to admit, yes, I have.
Don't be ashamed because I would actually like to see
it. Wait, let's do that again. Let's see it again. Elliot, have you seen the video?
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
What?
So, was it as advertised or?
But it was like you feel kind of dirty. It's like you can tell.
No.
If you had to describe it, would you call it in
blazing offerings?
Does I'm a Real American play in the background?
It's funny. You should say that. No, but the his NWO theme does come on.
Oh, no.
Boy. Really?
He has it in rotation on his his iTunes?
No, okay, Jimi Hendrix, yeah.
All right. But is it like a hidden camera? Had the
yes,
best friend had hit?
Yes.
They had recorded
okay. In the beginning, I remember because I'd heard about it, and it made it seem like the best friend didn't know. No, he knew. He even says, yeah, have a good time as he leaves.
Because he wants to trap them.
Yeah, well, and there's a video. And who knows what the video was for? I mean, maybe it was, you know, they
for
just
the divorce.
Maybe, or they just want
or no, to watch later.
Perhaps. Maybe the she was into videos and watching him later. Maybe they were into that sort of thing.
Self-taping never works. There's not the right lighting.
Yeah.
Nothing looks as good. The right angles.
No, the angles were really bad on this one. Yeah, it's just one standard camera, and then oh god, man. Yeah.
Was it like a hidden camera, like in a teddy bear? Was it a spy, like a nanny?
It was like
a nanny cam
somewhere. No, yeah. I don't even think it was hidden. To be honest, it didn't seem. Well, I mean, I don't.
Craig, you're not looking for the tape, are you? No.
So, I Google a lot of things at this job, Patty.
Yes, that's not one of them. All right. Well, but thank you for all the Googling.
But here's what's interesting about the Hulk Hogan verdict, and this is what I immediately thought about when the story came across today, was that you go back a couple of weeks, Erin Andrews of ABC and ESPN, she's a sports reporter, she's been on Dancing with the Stars, you know, very, very beautiful, intelligent woman. She was videotaped through a peephole by a, I guess you can call him a stalker, and she sued the hotel and this particular individual. She was only awarded $55 million.
And it was against the hotel chain and
the defendant. And the individual,
right.
Correct.
So were the images of her shared online to the extent?
They were.
Okay.
Yes.
And it was her changing and showering or
correct.
Coming out of the shower and things
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, but, you know, as most hotel rooms are situated, you know, you have, you know, looking, if you're looking in from the door,
right.
You're really only, you're only gaining a very limited perspective. So it's out of the bathroom, into a particular part of the room. So she's kind of walking around, and
right.
I have seen the video, but, I, you know,
so
just for
Hulk
research.
Hogan, no. Erin Andrews, several times.
Just once.
Just the one.
Just,
okay.
just one time.
Just for news.
Just one time.
I gotta side with Rob on this one. You made a better choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't unsee.
But no, but that's what I thought was interesting, though, because and then I started equating it to, you know, we talk about disparity in compensation for women in terms of jobs and things like that. I'm like, well, here we go. Here's a shining example of a huge discrepancy. Now, I understand that, you know, the cases are tried in different states and there are different jurisdictions.
Right.
So,
well, and the jury came back with a larger amount than was asked for, and she came back with a decision that was less than what she had asked
correct.
For.
Correct. Yes.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we were laughing about both of these stories, right? And in both cases, they feel violated. Their privacy was destroyed by one friend's, and then she felt violated by the hotel because
right.
they did not protect her. So I don't know why the settlement was so huge. And anytime.
Would it be because Gawker shared the video and the hotel didn't put it on the internet?
The individual did. But Gawker, right, because it's sort of this destination website that people go to see
right.
salacious things, right? Maybe that's why?
Yeah. Well, and the reason why the hotel chain was named as a defendant in the Erin Andrews issue was that her attorneys argued they should have taken more steps and more precautions in terms of where
right.
they situated guests and things like that. But
when
you
someone
know,
says, I want to be next to Erin Andrews, that should be an alarm bell.
It should be a huge red flag.
Yeah.
It should be a huge red flag. Yeah. But, you know, they didn't heed the...
We've never talked about this. Maybe we have a long time ago. I used to do the road all the time, and I would travel by myself. And there was a hotel in Aberdeen, South Dakota, and it was a Holiday Inn. So you know how they have a lot of rooms sort of face the pool area. So you have an open sort of courtyard area. And I was in my room. I was in the shower, and the phone kept ringing. And I answered it, and they said that it was security, and they needed me to let them in. And I was like, it was weird because I almost did. And I was actually in my towel. We need to come in and check your room. We've had, we think there's been some, you know, threat to you. And I was like, and I almost opened. I was like, well, I'm not. And I said on the phone, I'm not dressed, which was weird too. Right. So then I hung up the phone, and I'd been to this hotel several times. So I called the front desk right away, and they go, we don't have a security detail. It's just us. So I went down to perform the show, and I came back, and somebody had used some sort of lubricant on the door. We don't know if they were trying to open it, some sort of a foam. All kinds of things were like around the doorknob and the key. They'd filled the keyhole because it was like actually that long ago that it was still a key.
It was a key.
It was 1999.
Yeah.
I know. It was a long time ago.
So you got graduated.
And I mean, the hotel was cool. Yeah. Well, okay. I'm just going to throw objects across the room.
The pen was thrown.
Yes. But it was weird because that was the moment I realized how I had to guard myself. Even though I was just a starting comic, people, they had, you know, sort of promoted my appearance. They'd use my picture on flyers. So ahead of time, people saw me as, you know, whatever that image to them meant, that I was going to be in this hotel, I would be staying there. And I've never been that, you know, sort of vulnerable in my approach to protecting myself. So I never check in under the name that I'm performing under. People never know that that's me. And I tell the hotels, you cannot share my name. Take that name off. Use this one. By the way, CSI broke me for which hotel room I will take. There's something called Murder Alley. I never take a hotel room that's near, like all the way at the end of the hallway near the emergency exit, the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Sorry.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I never thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
There's a lot of things. I will go check out rooms all the time. Like, I never take first floors. I don't want anyone to be able to get in through the first floor. I do put stuff in my keyhole because of Aaron Andrews. I do not the keyhole, but the peephole. I'll shove something in there because I'm the only one that needs to use it. Mm-hmm. So I will put something in there. I also use, this is for anyone who's traveling and is worried about their safety. You know those, what's that thing, that little triangle that you use, Craig, to prop that door open? That stopper. Door wedge, right?
Yeah.
So you can, I travel with two of my own. So that in case there is, you know, they have a shared door, you wedge that on the inside of your door, both your door and the shared door to any other room, because they can't open it from the outside.
Oh,
I don't play. And some of that happens because of Aaron Andrews and my own experience. But you have to be proactive. But I think that, I think you're right in the sense that Aaron Andrews was, you know, and continues, I think, to feel vulnerable. I had one experience at a Holiday Inn in 1999 in South Dakota, and that has still scarred me because someone tried to get into my room, both by calling me and you know, presenting themselves as something that they weren't, and then trying to get into the room when I wasn't there.
Yeah, you know, and it's one of those deals where I think people forget that in, you know, what we do, comic, radio, TV, whatever the case may be, you know, we do have personal lives, you know, and although we do share a lot because we do want to connect. I mean, we value everybody that, you know, takes part in what we do. We, like everybody else, you know, there are some things I'll share about my kids, about my wife. There are other things that I won't. So.
Yeah. No, I agree. I was telling Elliot one of the things I wouldn't share. Don't look at my browser history. More after this on 720 WGN. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. I'm joined by Elliot Serrano, our chief geek officer, and Nick, the mixologist, distinguished, sterling, extraordinarily talented.
Yes.
Man who has joined us in the studio tonight. He asked me if I wanted Grand Marnier on the rocks, and I said, that sounds ridiculous. I will take that.
So meat. I will take two.
And Roger Badish is in the news, Craig Collins in the producer's booth, and we are in the middle of the weekend wind-up with Rob Martyr. And you wanted to talk a little bit about the nomination of three individuals for superintendent of the police department.
Look, a very important job. Gary McCarthy, who I liked, a lot of people liked, was let go.
He was run out of casting, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
For a police like a
mustache out of Brooklyn, New York. We're going to take care of things. I got it covered. Look, for political reasons, he was let go. Mm-hmm. We get that. These guys, as Chicago police superintendent, are basically hired to be fired. I mean, it's like a head coach in the NFL.
How long, does anyone know how long he was in the...
I would say 4 or 5 years, that sounded about right. I should know
time.
That.
That's all right.
But,
and the guy before him, I saw at an event one time, the sort of stone-faced, good-looking, he was a former FBI guy who was the head of the police department.
Yeah, and his name escapes me as
me
well.
Me too. Yeah, well. That's all right.
Anyway.
We had McCarthy was fired.
Moving
over the
forward,
Laquan McDonald video and other instances. Yes.
We've winnowed down this field of, I think there were about 30 candidates.
Not on the list.
Not on the list, nor was I.
I have no police.
I think Elliot was.
Elliot?
I was, yes.
Yeah. We have two African-American men,
yes.
One from Georgia, the other one internal. And we have one white woman from Spokane, Washington.
Oh, Washington. That's right.
Yeah, I think it was Spokane. Is that right? Yeah.
That sounds right.
Now the beef is that the Latino caucus here at City Council is a little upset that the interim police superintendent, John Escalante, who by all accounts is an absolute gentleman. Mm-hmm. He has been very, very diplomatic in terms of the way he's handled this, was not on the list. And I honestly think they have a legitimate beef.
Well, I think it depends. And because he was on the list before, when McCarthy was hired, I believe he was on that list as well. And as the second in command, it is strange that you put him in charge now and go, but not on the short list. It is weird. But then you have to wonder, is there something they know that we don't?
Well, and you know, and that's a great question. And I haven't seen this written or reported on in all of the coverage of this. Has anyone asked John Escalante, do you want to be superintendent?
That
he
well.
Might not want to be, and we just don't know it.
Right, exactly.
But if that's not the case and he would like the job, then I really think that he should be considered. The guy is an absolute gentleman.
And you have to admit it's sort of surprising if you're going to do something that's political to begin with. For all we know, they have already decided who they want,
right.
And they've put this before us, right? So why not make it a short list of four and make it – I mean, I'm such a Chicagoan where I think that everything isn't what it seems anyway. So why not make it – you know, why not appease that our community,
right.
And say, well, we considered him.
Well, you know what? Is
that too cynical, Elliot?
No. Look, we have to tread very lightly, okay, when we talk about race and politics,
yes.
and jobs such as the police superintendent. But here's the thing. We always refer to things in terms of black and white.
I know.
There are brown, there's off-white, there are other colors
hard
in this.
Hard to get a tan?
There are other colors. Well, look,
albino.
There are other colors in this city.
Yes.
And I look, in covering these sorts of stories, I truly think, you know, that the Latino community sometimes is overlooked. That's just how I see it.
Well, I think it's a frustration in the Latino community, and there is strife. And it's been a long time since I've had a conversation with groups where you're trying to come together and say, this is what we need. This is what we feel. This is what we're experiencing. This is our, you know, our distress. And the last time I really, it's kind of like being a female comic where if I just don't, you know, go out there and call myself a female comic, I just do comedy. And I don't really think about it till someone asks me. I kind of am the same way when it comes to being Latina. I mean, I get frustrated and I get angry, but I also know that there are so many obstacles and so much resistance. When I was in college, we had an organization for students of color. And a girl of Latina background got up and said, you know what? I think we need to talk to each other more. There were black students, there were Asian students, and there were Latinos. And she goes, I don't know what it's like to be black. And a student in the back said, that's right, so sit your ass down. And that was the reaction from a black student. And that was something it hurt. Because here's a woman who was brave enough to stand up and say something. So for me, like, I've just always been kind of quiet and just, I think that you live the example you want to be and hope that everything else will fall into place. Rather than, it's frustrating. So having a Latino caucus in City Hall, calling attention and going, we demand this. It's important and necessary, but at the same time I go, it's same as usual. They're not gonna count us. They're not gonna admit that there is an entire population. And I think part of it is because Latinos tend to be more, fluid when it comes to moving into neighborhoods. Right, you know, when someone who's black has moved into your neighborhood, everyone's like, oh, someone black moved into our neighborhood. When it's Latino, it's kind of, but not as much, because they're not. We've isolated. We talked about this on the show. It's a historical isolation of a population on the South Side. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And people always say Latinos are everywhere. Mexicans are moving in everywhere. Well, you kind of got to be everywhere to notice our being everywhere. But I do. I mean, even in the census, we are considered to be white. We're considered Caucasian. And then there are subcategories. Caucasian.
Well, like non-Hispanic.
Exactly.
And, yeah, is how they group everybody. Yeah.
But when you do the bigger numbers, oh, that was it.
Are we there?
That was.
Wow.
I know. I feel like there was so much more. Do you want to stay?
I can stay for a little bit.
All right, let's stay for a little bit. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Craig Collins is in the producer's booth. If you go to WGNradio.com, you can watch the live stream. I am wearing a latex duster and sunglasses, and Craig is wearing a green felt waistcoat. And you can let it 312-981-7200. We have an Apt Electronics gift card for listeners. Maybe you've been listening to the whole show. Maybe you're just tuning in. From that description, who are we dressed as? You need both names. What characters? Because we are going to C2E2 this weekend at McCormick Place. Elliot Serrano has been there already today. And there were no Trinity. Oh.
Well, I was going to say, if you follow me on Instagram at Elliot Serrano,
you'll know.
I have when you both showed up at the Billy Goat Tavern in costume, and I named your characters there.
This
there
is true. Go. And yes. We sort of hinted at Patty's a second ago with a song we were playing. So here, let's play this too. This is a hint toward a hint. Who I am.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. By the way, we have a picture and a video of me dressing up to compliment Craig's costume, which we will probably
this
put
is true,
on.
Yeah.
We do have a costume. Yeah.
Craig.
There was a crown involved.
Just so you know, take this. Don't. It's dangerous out there. Take this with you.
Oh, thank you.
So, again, that was an utter nerd reference. Everybody else is looking at me like, what?
312-981-7200 for the win of an Apt Electronics gift card. Who are Craig and I dressed as tonight in the Allstate Showcase studio? And you can go to WGNradio.com and check in for yourselves and see all of my lovely guests, Elliot Serrano, Rob Martier. We have Nick from Howls and Hood and Roger Badish up in news. So you'll see all of us on your lovely screens. We were talking about things that we're binge watching. I am in the middle of watching House of Cards. No, you're watching House of Cards.
You're doing
Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
Yes. I went back and watched the pilot again because I had seen like 6 episodes of the first season, and then I jumped ahead to the present season, which I've been told is not as good as the first 2 seasons. So I went back to watch. It's all good. It's all a world we've never seen before, right? No one's watching Orange is the New Black. You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
I had to get through House of Cards first.
I've seen it. I've seen Orange is the New Black.
You're excited about the...
Oh, my God, Daredevil. It came out today.
Oh,
I'm so surprised I'm here.
Where's that?
To be honest.
Wait a minute. The new season of Daredevil is out?
Yeah, it came out today on Netflix.
Oh, man.
What's Daredevil on?
Daredevil season 2 Netflix.
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 A few times.
Yeah.
And the new promo came out for Luke Cage.
This is all true.
What's Luke Cage?
Luke Cage is going to be their next series. Jessica Jones is out there.
Yes.
They're building a little Avengers of Netflix people. Nick, so they're all going to have their own show.
Are you That's watching awesome. Any of these series?
No. I'm watching.
He said that's awesome, and then he went, "No, I don't watch any of that." He has a new baby and one on the way.
I didn't know about these Avengers are coming to Netflix.
Now we're warping my words. They're not the Avengers. They're these side characters that are going to turn into a team similar to the Avengers.
It would be Suicide
Squad.
No,
just like the B team.
Nope, Elliot's going to call them.
It would be the Marvel Knights.
Netflix.
Remember Marvel Knights?
Yep,
the Marvel Knights of Netflix.
The Netflix team. That's who it is.
I love Jessica Jones. That's and that one, I have all the wardrobe for that. I've got the sort of sloppy leather jacket, the motorcycle boots. But she's a tiny thing.
And she's got a bad attitude.
Bad attitude. Well, I was saying earlier, we were at Billy Goat, and some guys were hollering at me. Mm-hmm. And, look, it's a girl Dracula.
Oh, look at that. It's
Keanu Reeves girl. And I've never felt so unwilling to address somebody than I have in this wardrobe.
I just stood there with a frowny face, and it looked amazing. You nailed the character.
Do you have 2 different color pills in your pocket?
I might.
You could have just been like,
oh, another hint.
I'm just saying.
She needs a face kick.
We have no one texting or calling for 312-981-7200. Who
and
is...
And Elliot's hint. I don't know how no one picked that up.
Exactly.
It's dangerous to go alone.
Both. Both characters, Craig and I, are dressed as characters as part of C2E2. And Elliot, you said no one's dressed as my character.
I did not see anyone dressed as your character.
I'm excited
at
about
C2E2.
That.
How long is that lasting?
Till Sunday.
Nice.
I'll be there Sunday with my whole family.
I'll be there Sunday.
Oh, cool.
I live across the street, so I'll be right there.
You live by McCormick Place?
Yeah, Kitty Corner in that Lux building.
So cool. Nice.
What are you coming dressed as?
I'm
looking at you right now. I can think of several characters.
Maybe Gambit?
No.
I'm sorry. You're too tall. Too big and beefy to be Gambit. Gambit's like a skinny guy.
By the way, my husband was mad I did not pick up. You know what character Steve was mad at me for not getting for him?
Go ahead.
Deadpool.
I saw Deadpool. There's a
this is Deadpool?
There's a couple, yeah. Oh. They were there.
Did you do Deadpool?
What? Has anyone seen it?
Yes.
It's amazing. I haven't
seen it want yet. To see it again.
Nothing but good things.
I didn't see it yet.
You know why? You have four kids.
I have four kids.
I saw Zootopia.
You know why?
I hear that one's really
because you have kids.
It was good. I mean, it was really good.
I have heard that too.
Zootopia beat Deadpool at the box office.
Were you out at the opening? No.
Okay. Well, who was out at seat two? Were you out there today?
I was there. Yeah.
So what was the big cost? I mean, who was?
I mean, the pop culture world.
Like right. Yeah. I mean, who was? Yeah.
Let's see. So what was Friday? So not everyone shows up on Friday.
Okay.
Everyone's going to show up tomorrow. So was it Melissa Benoist?
Benoist.
Benoist.
Benoist. I'm sorry. Actually.
Supergirl.
You're adding going to be there. Syllables.
No, there is a T, but you don't pronounce it. So she's Melissa Benoist.
But she's the big draw for this one too.
She is spectacular.
Oh my God,
Supergirl.
I can't wait to meet her.
By the way, how embarrassing is that Supergirl costume on me at Chicago Costume today?
That was fine, Patty.
That was if
I don't think that was for, you know, all ages, but that was
wait no, but I heard wait no, but I heard you talking to our friend from Chicago Costume.
Yes,
and you let me paraphrase here. Patty was like, "Well, you know, the Supergirl costume." Maybe not.
A little snug, a little short. If
well,
Supergirl...
your words were, I don't think Supergirl has had two kids.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I use basically your answer to many things, which
I've got four.
I've got two kids. I have carried two children.
Yes.
And breastfed both of them. Things have changed.
I've got no kids, therefore no excuses.
We should have grabbed a costume for you. Hold on, we have Dorothy on the line who has a guess for both of our costumes. Hey, Dorothy, what's your guess?
Alice in Wonderland and the Mad Hatter.
Ooh.
That's interesting.
That's a good guess.
That is interesting.
So good.
Couldn't be more far off.
I feel like giving her something anyway.
Well.
Do I have anything to give her?
For a wrong answer?
I don't know. All right, then. I'm just
fine, let's give her something.
Hold on the line. We have an electronic card for you. That's just for Dorothy. The next caller, by the way, only because I tried on a Dorothy costume, and it was sad. I did not look good as Dorothy. That's not my white and checkered blue is not my color.
I've seen your Alice in Wonderland, though.
Yeah, that works.
That one did work.
I don't even know why I'm saying that word. It just seems wrong of me, Nick.
I've seen it. I look good
as Alice. Well, it's a blonde wig. It's just wrong. I have a lot of wigs. I have way too many wigs. I do have a Black Widow wig. I have Alice in Wonderland wig. I have a lot of wigs. Wigs for fun.
Totally want to date someone who has a lot of wigs in the future.
I know somebody. Hold on. You know what? Let me make that happen.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, look, if you're into wigs, you know other people who are into wigs. It's kind of that sort of.
Right. Okay. So another hint for people out in Radio Land who are wondering who they're dressed as. Craig is dressed as a classic Nintendo character.
I think that was the second game I ever owned.
Yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah. Besides Mario Brothers.
Right.
Why does he have a sword and the princess does not? She should have a sword.
He has to save her.
A saber.
Oh.
Well, actually, isn't it later on they find out that she's in the wrong castle? And then he's like, oh. And then she's like, dude.
No, that's a big hint right there.
Roger, can you guess?
Well, I can't cheat because I already saw the pictures.
All right, then.
From what you posted.
When
overnight.
You see the pictures, do you know who we are?
Yeah.
You know both of them?
I know the game, and I know you.
Craig is missing his hat, by the way. We left the hat behind. He was a Yankees fan in the
I saw all the different costumes you tried on. I love going to that place.
Yes, I did. Okay, for everyone involved. And Rob, you can check this out. I think you can see the picture on Twitter as well. I did try on the Suicide Squad Harley Quinn.
I saw that photo, and I know the angle you were taking the photo at.
Yes.
I thought it worked.
There was a reason.
Me.
There was a reason I took it from that angle. Well, you know because the bottoms to that outfit. So you can't see. You can only see the shirt, and I kind of, as my mom says, I'm very pronounced on top.
Yeah.
You can't see anything
busty.
Beyond.
But what about the gym shorts?
I saw the legs, the net stockings.
The fishnet stockings I asked for because I was like, this can't be all there is.
Oh, they didn't come with the costume?
They do now. I requested that for, and they put it in the bag with the costume.
How about this as a hint for Patty? In one of the scenes of the movie that her character is prominent in, her character does this awesome backflip off a motorcycle.
Oh, she so does. Oh,
wait, I got a better hint.
You know, wait, actually, can we give one more hint? Because I've noticed with some of the calls, we are not coordinated. Patty and I are not from the same thing.
Oh, I feel bad about that.
So a lot of people are calling in saying, is it one of this and one? We're from different things completely.
Completely different worlds.
And in the first movie that Patty's character appears in, she makes a phone call in a phone booth. Yeah.
All right. Ooh. We'll take one guess before we go to break because we have to. I don't know if Rob's staying till 1:30. I kind of feel like you are. What's happening?
Well, all right. Only if Nick makes me another drink.
Oh, Nick, I think we can make that happen.
I think I got you covered.
We have Trucker Dave on the line. What is your guess?
Hey,
yes.
Hey, Patty, my guess is going to be wrong because I just heard your last hint.
No. Go ahead. Right. Change your guess, Trucker Dave. Change it.
I was thinking Princess Peach and Luigi.
Oh, interesting. Because there's a princess and all of that. Yeah. That is a wonderful guess. And because you're a truck driver, because Craig told me the other day I can do this. A gift card from Apt Electronics for you. Hey. It's Friday night, and I've had Grandma.
We promise we are not giving gifts to wrong answers. But we have now done it twice.
But Trucker Dave is hauling across the country, and he's making sure we have all the goods we need. So, Trucker Dave, hold on the line. Go to apt.com for all of your needs for kitchen, for electronics, all of those things. And by the way, the reason I'm doing that is we need him to sponsor our Semper film series with our Marines. More for this on 720 WGN. I feel like I should meditate and light a candle or something. How can this possibly be a hint to what? What is that? What was that, Nick?
Like 1983?
Wow.
How do I know that? I don't know.
You'll see. Roger Badish, how are you doing up there?
I'm doing great. And I was going to say before the break, you were talking about all the Apt gift cards that you're giving out.
I have a whole box of them.
And where do you think the majority of the appliance clues came from?
No.
Yes.
Thank you, Steve Shapiro and Apt Electronics. Yeah. We appreciate that. Well, Kathy has a guess as to what C2E2 characters Craig and I have chosen to wear this weekend. Kathy, who do you think we are tonight?
Well, I have a half guess.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that you are Neo, based upon the colored pills
clue. Okay.
And of course, the backward flips and all the activity.
You're going to have to wager a guess about who I am.
I'm going to go with, I don't know the name of the princess character, so I'll just go with Luigi or Mario.
Okay.
Yeah, we have to, only because he's been given before, right. not only in person at Billy Goat, someone called me Keanu Reeves.
Yep, that was wrong, though. Was you wrong. Are not Neo, yeah. And I was called Robin Hood, and
yes.
I am not him.
And
yeah.
Also not Luigi.
Not
I'm
correct.
So sorry, Kathy.
Sorry about that.
Kathy's
okay.
Close, though.
So very
thank
close.
You.
If
thank
that
you,
helps
Kathy.
The next caller.
Let's see if Clay feels that he is closer. Hey, Clay, how are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. How are you tonight?
Very well, thank you. Are you, with your guess, what are you basing your guess on? Or your answer?
My answer is you are Trinity.
Okay.
And Craig is Link from Zelda.
Wow!
Fantastic.
And that came
OMG.
From where? How did you put that
how
together?
How are you putting that together? We want to know.
I'm a nerd. Born in
All right, Clay. No, for bonus points, then the last bump song I used, what was that from?
Oh, interesting. Dun, dun.
I heard that all the way.
Play it again, Craig.
Yeah, play it again. I think it's only fair. You know what's sad? I actually know this from the original, right?
When Do you?
Yes, because it's one of the first new games I got. See? There you go.
Brings
back to childhood.
Yeah, a little bit. What do you think, Clay?
Yeah, it's going to be from the original Zelda.
There it is.
It is actually from the Ocarina of Time, but I'll give it to him.
Is it Zelda?
It is Zelda.
It is Zelda. By the way, Clay and Craig and all my guests in the studio and Roger Badish, I try playing Zelda, and I found it to be the most frustrating thing I've ever done in my entire life. And I've delivered two babies.
Wow. was it as painful?
I didn't understand it.
And there was no reset button on that.
Nothing. I don't understand. There was no, you know what? Epidural would have helped me through that. A little Nurofen. I would have enjoyed it. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening in the cell.
Like during that era too, there was like the power pack.
Thank you, Clay. Craig's going to take your information right here.
My pleasure.
That was frustrating.
Thank you. What was that, the power pack? I didn't understand.
The power pad? Remember you used to like run
on
it? No,
I don't understand any of it. And there was a tree. I was running back and forth, and there were...
Yeah, there was a lot going on.
There was a lot going on. So I am dressed as Trinity, and there's a reason for that. We tried on multiple costumes. I did try on Harley Quinn from the Suicide Squad. It's a little bit tawdry. I'm going to be honest with you. I did post the picture on Facebook and Instagram, and just knew that I would maybe get a lot of likes, but I'm sure you can't walk around with your kids at C2E2 and feel good about yourself. I'm sure that DCFS is going to be on call. I would call it myself. But Trinity, it's a duster. It's a latex duster. I've always wanted to have one. So, Rob, this is my question.
Yeah.
Griffin's 12. Should he watch The Matrix?
I think he's old enough.
Yeah.
My 13-year-old twins, I warned them. I said, guys, this is going to be a little intense. They wanted to watch it. I said, okay, you're with me. That's fine.
All right.
And they loved it.
Okay.
Loved it.
See, it took me a long time to let Griffin watch the, which one's with the Joker played by Heath Ledger?
The Dark Knight?
Yeah. The Dark Knight. Mm.
That's also very graphic and violent. So he's seen that. So I'm guessing maybe Matrix is okay. But it's the content. It's that nothing is real.
No.
Right? And that's one of his nightmares. Griffin's actual nightmare is that his entire existence isn't real.
Has he seen The Truman Show?
No.
Do not show him that movie.
He invented that.
Shame on you.
He invented that fear. I don't know where it came from, but Griffin's biggest fear in life is that none of this is real. So... Elliot's like, I don't think you should watch that.
No, I was going to say that every day I learn more about that kid of yours. He reminds me of a young me.
He was 6 years old
when
he woke up from a nightmare and said, I'm afraid. I don't think that my life is real.
No, did you ever tell? Then don't tell him about the poem about the dreamer. We are all part of the dream, afraid of the dreamer awakening.
I'm sad.
Oh, man.
Rob, I'm letting you go because otherwise you're here till 2. Are you staying?
I love you guys. I gotta go.
Why are you leaving?
Well, I've got 4 kids, and I cannot lie.
Nick, you've got a young one and one on the way. Are you staying or going? It's up to you.
I could stay for a little bit.
Excellent. We'll love that. And you know what? When you have 4, you'll be like Rob, and you know what?
Then I'll be out by 1:30.
I'm just saying. Good night, Rob Martyr. Thank you so much. Yeah. Follow him on Twitter, at Rob Martyr, and you'll hear him again on Monday. More after this on 720 WGN. Is it? It's this. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, joined by our Chief Geek Officer, Elliot Serrano. Also, our Editor-in-Chief of All Things Geek, all our geek content, including C2E2 this weekend. Also in studio, Nick Summers, the mixologist, distinguished, sterling, extraordinaire human being that will join us once a month. We haven't decided which day yet. Is it the first Friday?
I like the first Friday of every month.
First Friday.
I like that. I
first
like
Fridays
that.
With Nick's.
I Nick. Like that. Yeah, first like Friday. It's got a ring to it, too.
Which means he'll actually be back in 2 weeks.
I love it.
And that's why. He's going to be at C2E2 on Sunday, going as a Toon Squad, by the way.
Oh. Yeah.
And I don't know what that is.
Space Jam, they're the Toons.
All honesty, I've never seen Space Jam.
I haven't either, but I heard the soundtrack.
The Toon Squad was...
The Toon Squad was all the Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
And then the Monstars were the opposing team.
Uh-huh. Right.
So you probably would be a very good Monstar.
But I already got
the
Bill Murray jersey. And I like Bill Murray to drink beer.
So in other words, you're going as Bill Murray.
I like that.
I guess.
Well, I like that a lot.
Then the number's 22, and that's when my son was born, was the 22nd. And he's got a little Toon Squad onesie he's going to wear, too.
All right, then. No, all that works. Absolutely. And, Elliot, you have not gone in costume yet to
C2E2. I have yet to go to...
Why is that?
It's a good question. I get that asked a lot. And my ambition has been
to first slim down enough so that I can go as a member of the 501st 501st Garrison, meaning I would dress as a stormtrooper from Star Wars. I have friends on there. They have told me that when I'm ready, they will they'll help me build my armor.
Craig, we should have got him in the Imperial Guard. Imperial Guard costume. That's that red thing.
Yeah, I've seen that one. Cool. Yeah.
Cool. And Queen Amidala, they also had the big flowing fur.
I would rock as Queen Amidala. Yeah. I'd be crossplay Queen Amidala.
Oh my god.
I'd be
We're going back. We must go. Steve. I love you, Steve. I feel like this is really an important moment in our show. Hey, Steve, how are you doing?
Not bad. I heard it on the radio, but my landline doesn't work downstairs.
You are important to this show, and you should never forget that. I feel like I wish we had the ability to give you a lifetime something, but does the fact that we use the title of our segment every Friday night, is that enough for you? Because we love the title you gave us.
Well, yeah. I mean, the one you came up with was a little bit inappropriate.
But it was based on your suggestion.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And we went with yours instead. His suggestion was what, Steve?
Your suggestion was what's in Patty's box.
Right. And Steve came back with what's in the box.
Yes. No. It was always, I went off of his. Yes. Yeah. He said what's in the box because I order everything online. So I get a box every day. So what's in my box seemed appropriate. But we thought for the purposes of the show, perhaps it was better to go with Steve.
Although now that we're retelling this whole story, I feel like what's in my box is a really good name for that game too.
It's still Steve's original idea.
Right.
Yes. Oh, Steve, now are you a fan of Seven? The movie? The movie Seven.
The film Seven?
Yes.
Yeah, everything except for the ending.
Well, but that's the thing, is that your title is actually the big line in that movie. What's in the box?
Yeah.
Was that a conscious... Yes.
No. I never thought about it that way. I was thinking of it.
Gwyneth Paltrow. If you haven't seen the movie, spoiler alert, in reverse.
Great movie. I don't know. There was no reverse there.
That was amazing. Yeah, there is no reverse to that, by the way. That
Back
full
up.
On spoiled it.
Well, I assume everybody that
was born in 1980 might have seen that movie.
Just so you know, Rosebud is a sled, so, you know.
Oh,
just,
man.
Yeah.
Have you seen Citizen Kane, everyone? Yeah. All right, then. Steve, you are so important to our show. Do we have any gifts? We have to give him something. No? Craig's with you.
We've given away so many gifts just now. We gave them the wrong answers before.
All right, then.
By the way, Kaiser Soze. You want to know who that is? Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey. Yeah, House of Cards. Steve, thank you so much for checking in with us.
I didn't get a chance to get the phone. I do my artwork in the basement, and I don't get a signal down here.
Well, we love that you are part of our show every single week. You named What's in the Box. Thank you so much.
All right, no sweat.
Wonderful. That was cool. He checked in with us. Yeah, that was an idea that really was born of the idea that I can't shop in stores. I have no time, Nick. You're a dad of a young child.
No,
another
no
one
time.
On the way. No time.
No time.
Do you shop online?
Yeah.
That's all I do.
That's all I do. Christmas, done. And one day, online, done.
Done. Also,
whether it's Amazon, eBay, or whatever.
Or clearances when I'm at a store.
I don't know how people can, like, shop. You know what I mean? Honestly, like, I don't.
No, if you're on WGNRadio.com, the live stream and Nick's expression just now, you can rewind, by the way. If you go to our website.
I just don't get it. You know what I mean? It's just so simple.
Did you shop
simple.
Before this?
I mean, before the internet?
Before kids?
I just think the internet's amazing when it comes to shopping.
You know, people did shop before the internet.
We did.
People still do shop
with
the internet.
Things on.
You know,
we put both shoes on, walked around the department a while, made sure it went with our outfit.
We still try things on now. We just already paid for them, and then we have to ship them back.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah, that's still trying it on.
Looking for, like, an experience. yeah. shopping.
Right.
You
know?
Okay. Confusing. Full disclosure, how many people shop online and do not return things in a timely manner and end up with crap in your house?
That'd be me.
Yeah.
Maybe I should go to the department store.
Roger Badish. What have you ordered? What was the last thing you ordered that you did not return on time?
What's your crap, Roger?
That's well, a actually, new segment.
New segment. What's your crap?
What's your crap?
What's your crap?
Hey, what's your crap?
What's your crap? Yes. What's yours?
The stuff I order usually is about 99% clothes. Because I hate going to store shopping for clothes.
I do too, but I can't.
I just break out in a cold sweat and I can't stand it.
James Brown said that once.
But he felt good.
Good song.
You know. Mm-hmm. So I've ordered some clothes that I thought were going to fit.
Yes.
Because I tried to measure everything and they didn't quite. And so I just kind of kept them because
you
I figured.
Stuck.
Well, I'll eventually lose weight and maybe I might fit into them. So I just kept them and ordered the next size up.
That's what I'm always saying too. I'm going to lose weight and fit into this and it just sits in my closet.
Yeah. At least I got, you know, nice new clean looking clothes for whenever.
When that happens. I finally admitted that I can't fit into the compression pants I wear for CrossFit and I've gone a size up.
But always working out.
I know, but I also am getting bulkier. The thing about CrossFit is it also builds muscle.
Yeah.
So and it also, you know, goes to your body type. I am a little bit thicker. I'm curvier. So I'm not going to get longer and leaner. I'm going to get thicker and meaner. That's all. I'm all
so
right with that.
Start working on the, do a little jogging, a little bike riding.
Back off a little bit. Why don't you slow your roll on what I shouldn't?
Yeah, whoa, Roger, what are you saying over here?
I'm walking for golf, nine hole, that, and pulling
that
a card.
That is not exercising.
Oh, come on.
Golf is in no way shape or form.
You should see when I collapse at the end of the seventh hole.
Can I tell
hole.
You, Craig, you know,
I get that ninth hole,
you know what golf is?
No, I get to the ninth hole like 2 hours later.
The greatest quote about golf is, you know what it is?
Mark Twain.
A good walk ruined.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
That's true.
Hey, watch
what?
It now.
I have to say, I actually ordered a pair of running shoes based on my experience at Marine Corps boot camp because they said that the biggest problem they have is that kids don't know how to run anymore. They're not out there running, just running. They're also not playing outside.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, like playing outside, you know, and you always see like all your friends' bikes outside of like a house or a clubhouse or anything, and
just on their lawn.
Yeah, and that's where you know where the party's at when you're a kid, or you know, Kool-Aid and pizza or whatever.
Oh,
you
know? Yes.
And now it's all social media. You know, you don't have that. Kids don't play outside.
But the Marines have also said that the kids now are also smarter. They're able to sort of envision what a strategy is. Because of their social media and the games and stuff, but they aren't physically able to do a lot of the obstacle courses. They can't run. So that's what they need more of.
Yeah. Or like even speaking like in a social environment, you know, because everyone's like looking like a zombie, you know what I mean? With their head down.
Yeah. Well, these muscles are getting
they're
strained.
Back, no, yeah. So.
Elliot, have you ever thought about joining the military? Did you ever?
Yep. I have three brothers. And two of who did join the military. One was a Marine, one was in the Army, one was a sergeant, and the other one's a reservist. And no. I respect them. I think it's great. I never thought that the military was something for me.
I told Griffin about the musician program. You can be a musician playing like any instrument, and you go through boot camp, and afterwards you can travel the world playing in a band, and they have a great program. And he's like, why would I do that?
Right. You'd be a musician doing the other. See, to me, it was because I remember I'd visit my brothers in when they went to basic training in their camps and go to their graduations, and I'd have this sergeant go up there and talk about how they took my brother and they broke him down and they built him back up again.
They did all those
things.
They created a soldier.
Yeah, and my youngest brother who went is the exact same kid he was when he came back. So
he was okay
for a bit, but then he goes, you broke him, but I think he put himself back together again.
But can he make his own bed?
Oh, he was, well, yeah.
Better than Melissa, but, you know.
Roger.
You can bounce a quarter off it.
Yeah. That's a bonus, don't you think? Make your own bed.
I can make my own bed. Right. So can my kids.
I didn't go to the military. I can make my own bed.
And I can make a coin bounce off of it, too.
Well, my mom the other day was talking about how I made my bed. We shared a room together, my bedroom and my mom. Long story. But she said, Jewel always made your bed. So here you go, Mom. Here was the secret I never told you that I alluded to the other day.
Uh-oh. Here it comes.
Here it comes. I would take my sheet, you know, the flat sheet, and I would fold it up, shove it under the pillow, and just fix a bedspread.
Cheater.
Pumpkin eater. More after this on 720 WGN. Yeah, yeah, that feels right. Who requested that, Craig?
This was a texter from the 606.
Just got paid. It's Friday night. That
Can
feels
please,
good.
Please play Johnny Kemp.
Nice.
I need my Johnny Kemp.
Nick Summers, do you feel like you just got paid?
Yep.
A little bit.
With St. Patrick's Day and, you know,
long
warm
week.
Weather coming.
So much going on. Dane, you're up next. Wow. What's going on your show?
Well, first off, just admiration and kudos to you guys for just always providing an awesome, fun environment. I mean, but not only on the audio
costumes.
Side.
Costumes. You didn't wear your costume. Where's your costume?
I didn't.
You have a shirt with a microphone on it, so that seems appropriate.
Well, you need to be my Pocahontas Indian guide to fun because if I would have known that this was an option. And the
C2E2. You're not doing C2E2 this year?
I don't have enough fun. I've got like three little kids and unless Kung Fu Panda's fun, then I know about that a little bit.
Kung Fu Panda is totally appropriate at C2E2.
I should have dressed as that. I have the body type for it, so I could have been.
Master Ishu? Yeah, absolutely.
Master Shifu.
Yeah, isn't it right? I've heard it both ways. Craig, Master Shifu.
Seafood.
Seafood.
Yeah, that's how I've heard it.
Dustin Hoffman loves when you get that wrong. I'll bet he doesn't
loves
have a problem.
It.
Oh, yes.
They do a great halibut over
he was
there,
great
Master Seafood. We'll be talking to them at 3:05.
Also seafood, yes. What's coming up on your show tonight?
Well, we're going to be all over the place, as is appropriate. Well,
sounds like my show. Well, is a carryover.
We just won't be in. We won't enter into the fun area code as much. Although we'll try. We'll do what we can. So we're going to talk a little Cubs. That's going to be fun. So the Cubs in spring training.
Are you doing Adam LaRoche?
Well,
a little bit?
Sounds nice.
We've ignored it since we brought it up. No one was talking about it since Carm told us about that.
Yeah, we take credit for the story.
I said, was it in the contract?
Full credit.
Why was it a problem now?
We were
was
on it, top of it before.
I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. And we're done. We've spoken our piece. Right. Anyway.
So we're going to go all into that. we may talk a little kids in the workplace. Maybe try to say like, hey, put yourself in those places.
Can you imagine like, and I love my sons, but it's hard to focus.
Oh, I can't imagine. They'd be screaming, you know, and in a situation like this where you have to kind of focus on what you're doing, they would be taking that opportunity to be lighting fires everywhere. So, I mean, if Adam LaRoche, if he's, you know, at the plate.
I don't know about your kids, but Griffin would be doing algebra in the corner, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, whatever, you know, choose your thing you're going to do.
He'd be Googling videos of, he does Bushisms.
Oh.
We got to restore chaos.
You know, now that I think of it, why doesn't Griffin come into the show?
That sounds perfect.
We should have kid night on Friday.
A little strategery never hurt anybody.
Exactly. Nope. There you go.
So we'll
Nuclear.
Be doing. we'll be doing well that.
Yes.
And we'll be talking a little City of Gold documentary that's in town. Jonathan Gold from the LA Times. And then on the feel good side, we've got. And I checked before. You guys haven't already done this and done this at a high level. Is we're going to talk about. Baby goat walking on prosthetic legs to make everybody kind of feel good into the weekend.
I'm sorry, what?
Well, I can't.
Baby goat?
Well, it looked like a baby goat. It could just be a small, underdeveloped goat, at least. But I guess he's happy and frolicking. And Dino, what was it? A meat factory?
Meat farm.
Meat farm.
I'm sorry.
Meat farm.
There was a baby goat that lost his legs because of frostbite.
Come on, Craig.
Yeah,
stop.
No, it's a very cute video, though, because he's now. Okay, you guys save it. Save it for you guys.
And now we won't be doing that so much. No, we're going to put our own spin on it. It's going to be great.
Yeah. It is a cute video, though, Patty. You got to check this out. Yeah.
All right. So it is almost 2 a.m. Saturday morning.
Friday night.
If someone's looking for late night eats, what are they doing right now on the way home? Are they stopping at a drive through? What restaurants are still open? That's why we have to do this as a segment.
Dane would know where to send us right now.
Where do you go?
You know, I might know. I do
Burrito King off the Kennedy at Harlem.
You know, Taco Bell's open late.
White Castle.
Maybe. Mother Hubbard's down the street, too.
No. I'm going to.
Okay.
They're not open?
Let's do Let's do that segment.
Someone who has worked there for 4 hours says no,
no.
to that.
Okay.
It was a long time ago.
That's hilarious.
But if it's the same owners, no.
Yeah, Patty quit after one shift in 4 hours.
Yeah, I
She's
did.
She's not going back.
And I was working at Cactus at the time. I took another job. We haven't said this
What
on
job
the air.
Did you take after?
It was first it was Hooters.
You're right, okay.
Then Cactus.
That was first. Okay.
So I got standards, I'm just saying. But Hubbard, Mother Hubbard's, no. Do you know the owners?
I'm never eating there again yeah. after what you said.
No. Mom, I've worked in a lot of restaurants. Even Brown's Chicken and Hollywood Hot Dog, Pizza Hut. Of all the places I've worked at, the, oh my God, so many, I've at least a dozen restaurants. Mother Hubbard's, no.
All right.
But those are so, that's a classic team photo there. You know, you've got a lot of just not only iconic places, but also uniforms.
Planet Hollywood, also. It was fine. It was a fine establishment, yes.
You know what? Maybe that'll be one of the things that we'll do. And thank you for the ideas. 312-981-7200. You know, at this time of night, what are some of the best or least deadly things that you can go ahead and get to eat?
Least regrettable tomorrow.
How late is
yeah,
Mother Hubbard's open? Are they 4 a.m.?
I'm...
That's why. They're not closed enough to clean up.
I wonder if there's going to be
so bad. We had so many complaints.
You went on tilt. This went on tilt.
Okay. I mean, as the world jumps the food shark, maybe it'll be like a microwave burrito, like themed.
There
place.
Was a Thai restaurant in Lincoln Square I didn't like either, but that's okay. I'm not gonna disclose. But
I really like Dane's idea of a microwave burrito restaurant, yeah,
but gourmet, elevated yeah. microwave burritos. You
this
know,
is it.
There you go.
That's an idea we're taking.
What?
Delivered
Castle
by a
has...
robot.
Yes.